In the name of the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, let us start these services in union, prayer, and thanks. With the words of the psalm writer, inform unto me your way, to follow your truth. Fasten my heart to that one, so that I would fear thy name. I thank thee, Lord, my God, of all my heart, and honor your name forever. For your goodness is great in me, and you have saved my soul from the deepest hell. Holy and righteous God, dear Heavenly Father, we, your children, have come together into the fields of Ypperi, around that food table that you have prepared for us, where you feed us, nourish us with the living word, refresh us with the living water. Of this we thank thee, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, shed you, your Holy Spirit, so that it can touch the hearts of the listeners to be opening your grace . Awaken those who are still on the outside of your kingdom, so that they could, through the preached word, a feeling of an awakenedness in their hearts, and would turn upon the way of forgiveness and to be a liver of thy house. We thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, of all goodness that thou hast given us. But above all, we want to thank you for thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, his suffering and his sacrificial death, and his victorious resurrection. We thank thee of our temporal fatherland. We thank you for all that good that you have remembered us and all the people in our country. Give strength for the workers who have worked for a long time for these services. Give them endurance. Give them patience. Give them the joy of work. This we pray, dear Heavenly Father, and I say, in the words taught by thy Son, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I'll read the Holy Word of God, written in Isaiah chapter 33, verses 20 to 24. The words are, in Jesus' name. Look upon Zion, the city of solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet inhabitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not shall the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. But there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams, wherein shall go no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ship pass thereby. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Thy tacklings are loosed, they could not well strengthen their mast, they could not spread the sail. Then is the prey of the great spoil divided. The lame take the prey. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquities. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we have all come together around the table of the Lord God in this holy city, that which John admired on the Isle of Patmos. I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, set down from heaven, prepared by God as a bride for her husband. And I heard a loud voice, the house of God in the midst of people. Today, the house of God has been set down here into the field, wide fields of Ypres area. Here God is feeding us. He is feeding us with that incredible grace word that the world here does not understand. Refreshing with that water of life that flows into eternal life. We are in these festive services. 100 years ago, when large services, the annual meeting services, nowadays called the summer services, 100 years ago were held in Olainen. There are many people who still have a connection, who have a connection to the services of 1914. I remember from my own part that I was able to discuss with those who were arranging those services. There is this continuation that connects and combines us with those services that were held 100 years ago. God has blessed his work in these services. God has given patience, long-suffering to the workers. But above all, God has given the love to do this work. What has caused this? It is living faith. As that old saying, that old proverb says, faith through love works. That is what we have seen here at the summer services, even now. The message from these services has been carried on forward, not in here in our own homeland, but the message has been brought throughout the world to the furthest countries. God has given wisdom for people to bring the message on forward with modern technology and devices beyond the great seas and oceans. When we think of God's wisdom, when I speak here and you listen there in the services and in the beyond the oceans, they can hear the same sermon. It is the great grace of God that this happens. This event in this evening eve services, many listeners have come here already. The people of God are now moving. This event is interested by people on the outside of God's kingdom. This event is of interest for the media. They want to know how many liters of potato soup, how many 100,000 ice creams have been sold, will be sold, how many liters of coffee. The media wants to know. We will give this information. I also know from these services information is given to the media, abstracts, summaries of the services, sermons, they will be given to the media, and we hope that these are shared on. In this beautiful weather, perhaps a little cold, I remember, or my memory, my thoughts go back to 100 years ago when the people came together for the great services. The natural sun was shining. It was truly hot. When there was not enough room for everyone, many had to sleep outside under the stars. It was warm enough to sleep outside, and the natural sun was so hot. Even more than that natural sun, the grace sun shone from the middle cross of Golgotha. It shone of love, red. It shone in innocence as white. And so it shines here at these services. That Son of Grace enlightens the kingdom of God. It comforts those tempted and persons walking in trials. I have looked at those pictures of those events 100 years ago, and I have noticed. I see many small children, boys and girls, And here, too, we can see that. How I rejoice of how little boys and girls this is your most important event of the year. You have been waiting for this. You have been looking forward to this. You have been saving summer service money. Grandma and Grandpa have probably given you some money. You have brought your own stuff into the camper and the caravans and the motorhomes. You are ready for the summer services. And I know this. That young ear, it hears the message of the God's kingdom that the brothers here are preaching, proclaiming. Listen, little boys and girls, and your older ones, you can believe those little temptations and other trials. You can believe that grace gospel of God. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And I think of you, brother and sister, who feels great loneliness. You feel loneliness and being by yourself in the midst of God's children. There is no one beside you. God has not given you a partner. Have you thought, should I go to the summer services? Am I still a member of that group? God does not hear me. Like one sister said, I do not believe in God anymore. But I cannot leave God's kingdom. Imagine this conflicting feeling, situation where this sister is. We can find portions from the Bible where this deaf child's father cries, I believe, help my unbelief. Dear travel friend, have you had these thoughts? If you have had these thoughts, I'm not amazed that these thoughts do arise. You can believe those trials, temptations, and doubts. You can believe them forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, you can believe all your doubts forgiven. That Heavenly Father, He sees your troubles. And no matter how difficult it may seem to believe, the Heavenly Father knows your situation. And He will do this, which is best for you. So it is. I think of you, mother and father, who has come to these services. Perhaps you have left from the midst of many temptations. You have counted your financial situation. How can I afford to take this great family, large family, to the summer services? Many doubts are pressing. The outside world seems to be coming closer and closer to God's kingdom. They wave this flag. Will you be able to go until the end? Can I take this family? Can God hear my problems? Does God take care of me? God does take care of you. He hears your worries. This God wants to comfort you. He wants to comfort with the words of grace, with the words of forgiveness. In the midst of temptations, as you travel, mother and father, you can believe over those temptations. You can believe yourself, all your sins forgiven. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, in the name and blood of Jesus. Even though the world's waves shake the kingdom of God, it is built, established on a solid place, as we read here in this text. Your eyes will see the beautiful city of Jerusalem that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. The kingdom of God is built on a stable basis, foundation, built on the foundation of the prophets and the disciples, where Jesus Christ, the best cornerstone, is. And as Jesus said unto Peter, you are Peter, the rock, and upon this rock I will build my congregation, my church. Even though the world seems to attack, and the world comes so close, you, child of God, you can travel in faith. You can make journey towards a better eternal heaven's honor. We are on a very good road here in God's kingdom. Isaiah writes on forward, for the Lord shall be strong for us, and there will be wide rivers and streams, wherein shall no galley with oars, neither shall gallant ships pass thereby. The psalm writer writes, the streams of God are full of water. Those streams of forgiveness, those rivers that flow in this service tent, those rivers that flow, those rivers that travel so low, you unsuccessful traveler, you can drink of those river of blessings. That word, it is in your mouth It is in your heart. It is the words of faith that we preach. Imagine this, brother and sister, what time we still live in. We are as in between two sheets or two shells, two covers. On one side, there is the local government, and inside is the spiritual government. We can be in between these. They protect us still. They protect us still. We have been given this time. We have been given time to do this work in God's kingdom. We sang in this hymn, this united Christianity all over north, east, west, and south. They bring praise unto thee. We can spread out this good message of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can spread the good message of grace for the sinful person. The grace stores are still open. Sin is sold for grace. The grinders are still working. It is still the time of visitation. We live in wonderful times. Brother can say unto brother, your sins are forgiven. Sister can say unto sister, your sins are forgiven. We do not know how long this time will continue. We do not need to know. When we believe today, we believe on our own behalf the forgiveness of sins. We believe this gospel. When we want to endeavor putting sin away, this river of grace which departs from the sea of the Lamb, which flows under the threshold of the temple. This grace river was once tried to be measured. The prophet Ezekiel speaks. The man doing the measuring work had to swim. His feet did not reach the bottom. That grace of God, it is more than sin. As often as your brother asks forgiveness, forgive him. For the grace of God is unending. You can ask, you can pray for, if you feel that your own, if you have to say something, if you have something on your mind, if you have done something wrong, speak of them. Speak them to your brother, believing brother or sister. Ask forgiveness. They will forgive you. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. The Lord is our judge. What is our judge? Is it the world which sends so many accusations against the kingdom of God, which is presenting lightening up your doctrine. If you would leave out this part or that part, then we could be with you. This is how the world judges us. They say that you are too strict. But when we in God's kingdom want to live according to the doctrine and the teaching that the Bible teaches us, the world is not our judge. We have a greater judge, the high judge, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he who teaches us what is a part of a life of a believing person. Even, like I said, even though the world judges us, we have the freedom of faith. Imagine this. We have the freedom of faith. And we know that according to the Bible, that there will be a time that the message of God's word will not be spread about anymore outside God's kingdom. There will be a quiet moment. But in God's kingdom, the message of the gospel is proclaimed, of the forgiveness of sins, in Jesus' name and atonement blood. The Lord is our judge. He judges us with grace and mercy. He judges the sinful person with grace and mercy. He is our teacher, lawgiver. What is this, our teacher? It is the Holy Spirit of God, which advises us to live in a clean and righteous way in this world. Teaches us how to live, how the Word of God advises or teaches us. Inside, in our most inside, we have our conscience. The conscience of a believing person is very sensitive. It reminds us, it rebukes us when we have gone astray. Our conscience, it advises us unto repentance. Be diligent and agree, forgive, ask forgiveness before the sun sets. He is our King. The Jews were awaiting of the Lord Jesus Christ, a earthly leader that would set his people free of all the enemy, that would bring bread unto the people. The Isaiah speaks of this king. He writes, "Verily, verily, he carried our sins. He shed our sins upon him. The penalty was upon us, that, and through his wounds we are made well. This is the heavenly God, the heavenly King. He has his kingdom here upon the earth, God's kingdom, who have the subjects here upon the earth, the children of God, that travel here in the kingdom. This King, he is to come. He is to return again once. Then when the archangel sound proclaims, then when the sea gives up the dead, when the sound of the trumpet goes through the graves, those that which are in the waters, and those which are upon the earth, and those which are below the earth, all shall be taken up before the heavenly King. Sins will not be proclaimed forgiven anymore. Everyone will be given what they have done here, be it good or bad. But that day, for you, brother and sister, it is a day of victory. It is a day of joy. For this endeavor here in this land of trials has ended. The joy, eternal joy of God's children will begin in heaven. And the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquities. You, child of God, who feel this weakness and weariness, here I look for. The song of the old songwriter from Oline, and a few verses. Oh, listen, dear child, who experience weakness. If you never forsake you, Jesus will never forsake you, but will carry you in his grace bosom, will take care and guide you. And he will carry you and hold you in his lap. You travel, guest. You have much before you. You are journeying in this grace heaven now. One day you will be taken into the glory of heaven, into the flock of the rejoicing. In Jesus' name and blood, believe all your sins and doubts forgiven. That Lord Jesus Christ will take you one day into eternal glory. There you will not experience weakness or sin. You will rejoice in the glory of heaven before the face of the Heavenly Father, and join in on that song of thanks that began here upon the earth in his glorious kingdom, that continues in the glory of heaven before God. It will continue on forever. Let us remain believing, dear travel friend. Remain believing your most recent doubts, most recent sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. And for myself, I ask, can I believe my sins and doubts forgiven? In the morning, when I was thinking of this speaking turn, I had a secured feeling that the kingdom of God, the people, the speakers have, the kingdom has put me to speak. The kingdom takes care of me. It is the kingdom of love. That kingdom takes care of us, poor speakers. I want to believe with you, journeying together with you into the shore of glory. We say, in Jesus' name, amen.